Skips house many times.
Well, I'm saying, and I remember was sitting like in the fifth row benches. Sheldon Shapiro says, you could have gotten a tractor to get him out. He didn't. But.
So I'm trying to do Shas and Tysus about that.
No.
Yes. Yes, nobody knew that. They knew him as a maggid and said good stories and make people laugh. No. he knew Shas and Tysus about that.
He told me he had a very bad memory if he got it.
What?
In his 18th year, he learned Nushin, Nizikin, Gemara, Rashi, and Tysus four times. That he didn't say. I didn't hear him say everybody knew about that, but he said he forgot it many times. He said he had a friend. He couldn't learn nearly as fast as he could. And he was very upset that he couldn't do it. But his friend went through
shot
twice, and he knew it all.
Anyway, I didn't give him a bechina, but they don't say that about everybody else. You know what I mean? Okay. My rishi even knew shots and taisus about that. Not word for word, but there was no such thing as not knowing a taisus. Every taisus and shots is like shocking the poor bit. Right there.
Mr. Research, did you start the recording?
The recording started already. We're recording this. I think I started the recording. I pushed. Is there any way to check if I started the recording? Okay, I hope it's recording. Okay, talk to Gemara. We are in Numbeis Amud Aleph, 52a, Tana Rabbanan, which is, if you take a look at the Taisus de Mispaker, and go across to the Gemara, go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Tana Rabbanan, last word on the line. Tana Rabbanan, Kate said, Maimer, what is Maimer? Nothing like Kesev, a Shava Kesev. He gives the woman money, or something worth money, that period. That's Maimer. Bishtar, Ketzat, Haba Bishtar. Now, what we did, we interrupt, Ubishtar Ketzat. Now, it's Mashma, the Brisa asks, I think it's the Gemara that says, how do you do a Bishtar? It's not the Brisa. I think the Gemara, because the Brisa never answers it. I think it's the Gemara says, and how would you do Maimer with a shtar? And the Gemara comes right back at its question and says, Bishtar, Ketzad, Kedamaran. The same way you do Kedushin in a shtar. Just like money, Maimer, it mimics Kedushin. So in shtar, it would mimic Kedushin as well. Kasav Laal Yar, this is a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, right? You write on a piece of paper, Ayal Acheres, or on a piece of pottery, Ava Pishay, but Shava Pruta, Harizam Abukadashly, it's a star. Means so why are we asking Bishtar Ketzad? Amrabaya Hakikamar. What it means the Gemara meant to ask is Star Ksubas. Unless I'm not sure. It might hold a second.
What is the text? How is it written? How you write it?
This is to you, this text, the group text. Somebody just texted me. Harvey. So anyway, it's the Brisa that said it or not? How does Arch go translate it? So the Brisa said it, and we interrupt the Brisa, because the Brisa's answer is not going to answer the question. So the question is, what do you mean, Mishtar? We know. So the Gemara, what the Brisa meant to ask is, how he come out? Shtar subas yubamim ketzat. How do you write a ksuba? How does a yavam write a ksuba to his yavama?
He's going to do yibum?
He's going to do yibum, right? He's going to do yibum. Not plainly by plainly, so the bride finishes. You write I so and so, the son of son and so. Kabilis yas plainly yavam tialai. I accepted my Yavama me, wasn't to feed her, Lefarnasa to provide her needs, Karoi appropriately. Obavad should take his Svasa on the Bailar region. But he says, this is going to be paid for from the estate of her first husband. Her ksuba is going to be paid for from the estate of her first husband. I think the mezainas is paid for him. He pays the food. The ksuba, if she ever gets to collect the ksuba, that will be from the first husband. I don't believe the estate is what feeds her. I think she gets fed from the yavama. He's her husband now. He's obligated to feed her and provide for her. The ksuba is something that remains with her first husband. Be less lamirishan, kinu lamishedi. If there's no money from the first one, so then Chacham Chazal said that the second husband has to give her a ksuba, even though it was not really in the making. He took over somebody else's marriage, so he shouldn't be obligated in ksuba. It should be the first husband obligated in ksuba. But the bottom line is, if there's no money to pay, if he's not going to have to pay anything, marriage, divorce will become very easy, and we don't like that, so we will stop in a ksuba. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
What was the case that before the first 3 months? We had to think about the
that was before he did Yibum. That's why she's a Shemeris Yibum. Here we're talking about he did Yibum.
So if he did Yibum,
he has to feed her and provide for her. He's his wife.
Except for the ksuba.
The ksuba is, if he dies or divorces her, there's going to have to be a ksuba.
So that goes to the first.
Correct. Zaktrashi Bishtar Ketzat. The Mkidish Bishtar Ketzat Kasabai. Bavinan, and we interrupt. Ketzat Bitmia. Look, even the Kedusha Kesef, Amit Nasim, the Kesef Kishar Nashim. By Kedusha Kesef, you said, give her money like other women. Mamela Shemin and Shtar Nami Kishar Kshar Erisim Balma. So Shtar is also like every other Erisim Shtar Kedusha, because Amit Kedusha, Kesef on the Yoram and Cheres. Ava Vishayim Bashabar Putar Mukadesh. She's Mukadesh. Amr Abaya. Hai Tana Lava Shtar Maimakoi. This Tana is not talking about Shtar Maimer. Ella Shtar Ksubakoi. It's talking about how you do the Ksubakoi. My time is remembered by Chaylitz. Like we said back in the Aflamah Testament, I loved Isha Hiknulay Min HaShemayim. He didn't pick her. The Rabbein Shalom gave him Min HaShemayim this wife. Okay.
The Kedushin Shtar Kedushin, if he wants to use that, it has to be a different.
Why not? It's the same thing. Why does it have to be a different nusach?
What does it say now on the regular Shtar Kedushin?
We don't do Shtar Kedushin today. I've never seen a guy be Mekadosh a woman with a Shtar.
I'm not saying that.
What? I never saw that either.
What was it?
Harayat Mekadosh Sleep Shtar Zu.
You'd have used that.
He didn't even have to say Bishtar Zu. He could say Hariat Mekadeshesli and hand in the Shtar.
Okay, so that's what will be the gift. That's what's
definitely. For Mimer. If he wants to do Mimer with a Shtar.
Yes,
you seem perturbed.
No, but you're saying that it's the same. It's just like when. Kesef, it's the same. Why would we think Shtar is different?
No, I think, I had difficulty with this Gemara. But if I read, if I understand this Gemara, the Braisa continues in Mishtar Ketzad, and it talks about Ksuba. So the Gemara interrupts the Braisa and says, you're asking Mishtar Ketzad, the answer should be obvious, the same way you do Kedushin.
Right.
I think what bothers the Gemara is that the answer is not the same way you do Kedushin. See, the Braisa says, Ketzat Shtar, and it writes, Aniyak Ploini by Ploini, Kabilis Yaswam, that's not Shtar. That's not Kedushin. So the Braisa's answer, the Gemara's answer is, you're right. We're not answering Shtar. We're asking a different thing. What does he do for Ksuba? It's the second part of the Braisa, not a continuation of Kedushin. I think that's what's happening in this Gemara. Zakti Gemar Baiter. Boy Mine Abai Miraba. Abaya asked Rabbi the following Shaila. Nothing will get the Amar. Hariat Makureshis Hemenu, Viat Materis Lucholadam. Now, if a person would go to his wife and say, I am divorcing you, but you can't marry anybody else. This divorce should not permit you to anybody else. You're divorced to me, but you can't get married. That's not a get. You can't ban her from marrying everybody. Whether you can marry or ban her from marrying somebody is a sugya masechta's getting. in the ninth perek of Gittin, there's a whole sugya about divorcing a woman on condition she doesn't marry so-and-so, besides so-and-so. It's a whole sugya Masechta Gittin we're not going to get involved in. But this is clear. If a guy tells his wife, I'm divorcing you, but you can't get married to anybody else, that divorce is worthless. Except she becomes asa lakuna. If her husband dies, since he gave her such a get, the rabbanon say she's asa lakuna. That is called a reyach haget. It's not a real divorce. It was worthless. But there is a reyach haget, a smell, a fragrance of get. I hate to use the word fragrance. What?
A
smack of a get. And that's enough that the rabbanon says she can't marry a kohen. But it's not a good get.
That's
she's
like,
married to the guy. You can't divorce your wife and say you can't get married to anybody else. That's not divorce.
That's like Rebbe saying if a person threw a get to his wife and it was over four amos, can that person marry a kohen?
Again, I'm not going to get involved in Hilchas. Maybe yes. I don't know Hilchas Reyach Haget now. We're not learning Hilchas Reyach Haget. And Meretz Hashem will get to Kittin. The whole sugya is a Reyach Haget. It's a good point you're making. I don't know.
I thought a get can have any conditions.
Bizman Hazeh. In the time of the Gemara, all that they put conditions into get. They have to be met in order to get to be chal. And there's limitations on what kind of conditions. And that's the whole sugya in the ninth Berik and Gittin that deals with that, which we don't want to go there now. Mirch Hashem, one day we'll get to the last Berik and Gittin, Ben Hashem to give us Yat to the Shemaya, and we'll learn it. But at this point, we're just learning this halacha.
Again, even if someone says that doesn't...
He wrote it in the Star Get. He wrote a Get, and it said, Ani... Pliny by Pliny, Megare, whatever the Nusach Haget is, Plinus by Plinus, the Miskari, the Ikri, all the kinds of things. V'i'at Muteris L'chol Adam. And you're not Muter. Our get says V'ari'at Muteris L'chol Adam. And this get says, and you're not Muter to everybody.
Generally,
sure, there's witnesses that signed the get and watched the get being given. Absolutely. Yeah, that's how divorce works.
That's the question. What's the status of this get?
No, it's the question. The get is worthless, and she's asa lakuna. That's the halacha. That's not our shayla. Our shayla is by yavama. If a guy gave a get to his yavama, his rabbinic get to his yavama.
Wait, so she is divorced?
Again. In a regular marriage, when Reuven divorces Rachel, and he says to her, I am divorcing you, but you're not permissible to any other man. She is married to Reuven. Except if Reuven were to die, she cannot marry a kayin. Because since this get, in quotations, took place, it's a reyach haget, and a reyach haget passes lakuna, rabbinically. Now, that's by a regular wife. So if a person writes a get to his regular wife that says, I am divorcing you, but you're not permitted to marry anybody else, she's married to him. The divorce is zero, biblically. Zero. Now, a person writes a get to his yavama, the rabbinic get of Yavama. And he writes the same nusach he would write to his wife. That's what he's supposed to do. It's a rabbinic get. I, Yavam, am divorcing you, Yavama. It works rabbinically to ban Yibum, right? We said there's a concept called get. Rabbanan instituted a rabbinic get by Yavama.
This happened before he did Yibum.
That's what he did, exactly. Not his wife, it's before he did Yibum. And in this rabbinic get he wrote, but you can't get married to anybody else. We want to know, can he do Yibum?
What?
Can he still be Miyabim?
No, it's a worthless get. If it's a worthless get, then they did nothing.
That's the question.
Is Chalitza do anything?
Chalitza, she's free. He didn't give her Chalitza.
After that, he does Chalitza, does that clear to the world?
Absolutely, why not?
Because he wrote it again, can't marry anybody else.
Yeah, but he gave her Chalitza afterwards. Again, it's a worthless get. We want to know now, can he do Yibum? After a get, he can't do Yibum. Is this a get enough to ask you Yibum or not?
If it's a worthless get by a regular Isha, then for sure it's a worthless get here.
Exactly. Mahu. Get Yavama Drabonanu. The whole concept of get by Yavama is rabbinic. Get the Mahani Bechasish Mahani Biyavama. A get that works for an Hashish works for Yavama. Get the Lemahani Bechasish Lemahani Biyavama. A get that doesn't work for an Hashish does not work for Yavama. And therefore, worthless. Iduma, Or maybe people will say there was a divorce that handed to her. Right? People don't read the divorce. They know there was a divorce handed to her, and they'll say, oh, get doesn't make a difference. So Rabbi said, no. You give her such a get, no more yibum. Even though this get is zero, but a piece of paper passed hands. And since a piece of paper passed hands, people will say, get doesn't work, we don't want that to happen, therefore we say she's asur for yibum. Maskel Rabbi Bar Chanan, elamata yovlin yorah ba'alma. What if he hands her a piece of paper? If you're going to tell me that people don't read it, so he wrote a piece of paper that says, here's your shopping list. And he hands it to her. People are going to say, oh, you gave a get. If they don't read what's on it, why is that? What are we afraid of? People are going to say he gave a get and it didn't make a difference? So every time he hands her a piece of paper, people are going to say? What if he told people he's giving her a get and handed her a piece of paper? A shopping list. Which store do we want to advertise now? Grand Judaic. A shopping list to Grand Judaic. They pay for that. Depends who pays for this ad, right? So, what if he handed her a shopping list? He told people, I'm giving this Yivama get, handed her a shopping list. Are you going to say she can't have Yibum? Because people are going to say, hey, get doesn't work. It's not a get, it's not a get. Akhenabi the Pasla, Amadah Hasim the Pasla Bekuna, Hakha Kapasla Bekuna. The difference is, it isn't a total non-get. The Rai is by a wife, the Rabbanan Asir the Kuna. They called it a Reyach HaGet. A shopping list is not a Reyach HaGet. If a guy tells people, I'm divorcing my wife and hands her a shopping list, she can still marry a Kayan. We don't create Reyach HaGet. It's only when there was a nusach haget written with a clause that she's not permissible, which made the get invalid, but since it had a nusach haget, it's a reyach haget. Therefore, we're afraid that people will confuse this with a regular get. But if it's a shopping list, and he tells people, I'm giving her a get, and hands her a shopping list, there would be no chash. The time of isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Why does it have to say Isha Grusha Meisha? Who do you think she's divorced from? She's divorced from her husband. Who else is she divorced from? Afilu and Isgarsha Me'ela Meisha Lo Yikachu. It's not biblical. This is a Drabonon. Even if he only divorced her from him, meaning he didn't permit her to anybody else, Kayan can't marry her. V'hainu Reyach Haget Shepaisa Vakuna. And this is the Reyach. How does he translate Reyach Haget? The scent, that's right, that's a good word. He's great, art school, they're great with these words. A scent of a get, you don't want to say smell, you don't want to say fragrance, you say scent, very good. A scent of a get, the apostles, Bekuna, Rashi. Zot Rashi, Nasula get, Yavim Liyavemtai. Ma'u l'paish la'lachah ba'ala ba'ikra ba'igita, the tekim alevah lo yibim, they shouldn't be able to do yibim. Hi get lemahani beishas hishlat, he really did not say, this get doesn't work. Vachanami lav gerish shalom ekim leivna. So by Yavama would not ban him from Yibam.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The question I have is about the potential for confusion about the difference in these gets, that the community might think if it's good for one, it might be confused with the other. The substance of the get is written on the get itself. So
right.
Anybody that challenged it could it could be presented and say, no, it wasn't valid because it was for a Yavama. So what's the fear here? It seems that the consequences are pretty severe. So it should be a legitimate fear.
A second. We're talking about a get to a Yavama that was written in a way that is not valid.
Why would he do that?
Because
yes.
He said to Yavama, I'm divorcing you, but you can't get married to anybody. And the
yes.
question is, are we going to allow Yibum? That's the question. Right? And the answer
right.
is, we're afraid that people will confuse this get of a Yavama with a valid get of a Yavama, where he does ban
right.
Yibum. So therefore, in this get, we will also not allow him to do Yibum.
What's the basis of the fear if the get has illegitimate wording on it that could be presented to anybody?
Because
who
not everybody is, what word am I looking for? Balanced enough to do it the right way. A lot of people like to talk without reading the words. A lot of people say, oh, it was a get. They don't bother reading what it said. And in the city, they say, Reuven divorced his Yavama, and therefore no longer can do Yibum. And now, if we're going to allow Yibum, people are going to say, oh, Get does not ban Yibum. Not everybody does the right thing, which is find out the facts first. A lot of people talk before they find out all the facts.
So we're worried that the populace will do what with this invalid Get?
Ban Yibum. And the next Yavam that divorces his Yavama will go ahead and do Yibum based on the fact that we let this guy do Yibum after this kind of a Get.
This is what the Rebbeim are for. To tell people, no, it's not effective in this situation. We have thousands of these where something is going to be effective here and not effective there. The impact on a woman's life is pretty severe to be so worried that someone
should. Not such a big impact. All it does is ban Yibum. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not doing anything to her, but not allowing him to do Yibum anymore, as if it were a good Get. It's not doing anything to her. She can get chalitz and get married. All it does is preclude the chance of Yibum.
I mean, I thought Yibum was important. Okay,
the way you're wording it, impact on a woman's life. That's what I was trying to.
Well, I get it. The Yavim can just say, I'm going to give you chalitza anyway, so
Exactly. Rashi takes it further. If a Kayan would give a wife this get that says, a legitimate wife, a Kayan would give his wife a get that says, I'm divorcing you, but you're not permissible to any man, we don't let her stay married to the Kayan. Because it's a Reach HaGet. Asra'ala, the Hukuk Tibayilan, therefore we have a question. Haki Mahani Midrabana. Ela Me'isha, Velo Yitira Luchal Adam.
It would have to be one of those
Kohen-style
gets with the 10
hold
it over.
Yes, it's an interesting point. You're asking me, did the halacha of Get Mekusher apply by Get Yibam? I don't know. I would guess not, but I don't know. You have to say these things, and every time it's an unaskable question. Whenever you ask it, that's the answer.
Taisus is not Beris.
Can't hear you.
Sorry? Not Beris, the brack. You don't hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Are you asking me a question? I can't hear you. Elio Mayor, are you talking to me?
Yeah, let's try and. You don't hear me? Hello?
Apparently. Got a little bit louder.
Oh. Taisus chad mekamoi is not gurus the brackets.
Okay, that means he never answered him. That's all.
Right, he says lo shita.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going on Harvey's kasha on his misunderstanding. His
that doesn't help any. The kasha shaila is still a shaila, right?
It applies to Shiloh.
Both the Taisus Mekamoi did not have that answer, so therefore it remained a Shiloh.
Right.
So then Harvey wouldn't have a
right.
question if you're not clear as that answer, correct?
Not as much, right. Right.
Zogti Gemara Baita. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Hari Amru. Okay, now I need 2 minutes to explain this Gemara before questions, if there are questions. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama said, Hari Amru. Okay, let me speak this out outside. A guy did Kedushim with a woman. Now, this is a crazy case. Why a person would do this? Beyond me. A guy did Kedushin to a woman. And then, the Kedushin was done January 1st. And he's going to do the Nisuin September 1st. On April, he goes over to a cipher and says, write a get to my wife. And write that when I marry her, I want to divorce her. Meaning, write the get, not that I'm going to divorce her today. Write me a get that I want to divorce her when I marry her. Get me the get ready after Nisuin. And I won't divorce her now. I'll divorce her after Nisuin. Right? Now, he's doing a thing that he shouldn't do because people are not supposed to live with a woman once the get is written. But he did it. And but the effort the get works, that's what Rashi says. Now, the question is this a good get? Can you write a get for a woman that's not married to you yet? You didn't do Nisuin yet. You wanted to kick work after Nisuin before you did the Nisuin. Let me explain this differently.
Okay.
Let me give two cases, and let me contrast the two cases. Reuven walks over to Cypher and says, you know, one of these days I might marry Leah. Write me a get that I want to divorce Leah. Write it to me now. He's not married to her. He never did Kedushin. Nothing. She's a single girl. He's a single man. He decides, give me a get that I'm divorcing Leah. The Cypher writes a get that Reuven's divorcing Leah. Reuven's not even married to Leah yet. And he's already writing a get that he's divorcing her. That's one case. The other case is, Reuven did Kedushin to Leah, but didn't do Nisuin. And he wrote a get that after I marry her, I want to divorce her. Right? After I do Nisuin. So the Gemara contrasts these two cases and says, in one case it is a get, and in one case it's not a get. In the case that she's in Arusa, she was eligible for Gerusha now. He could have divorced her right now. So if he can divorce her now, he can write it for later. In a case where she was a single woman, he might never be able to divorce her. Can't write a get in case you get married. Maybe she'll say no. She'll never marry you. Maybe she'll never marry you. You don't know if she's going to marry you. This Arusa is married to you already, partially, enough to need a get. Instead of giving her a get now, you decided you're going to give her a get after you consummate the marriage. Wrong thing to do. Bad boy. But the get works. You could have given the get today. Let me finish. You could have given the get today. Instead of giving the get today, you wrote it to give it later. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it. It's effective. If you go write a get to a single lady, and you say to the single lady, you write to the cipher writes that Reuven is divorcing Leah, and Leah and Reuven aren't even married to each other. You can't write a get for a woman you're not married to. That's what the Gemara says. Let's read it inside. Amar Rami Bacham, Hari Amru. Amar Echad Lavra. Somebody says to a cipher, Saiv get la rusasi. Write a get for my Arusa. Lakshinichsena agarshena. When I marry her, I should divorce her. Hari a get. He has the ability to divorce her. Uleisha Ba'alma, who's not married, ain't get. Because you can't write a get. It's not an effective divorce if it's not about a marriage. But Neshayim B'yadah L'gash. Let's catch up with Rashi.
What's the date on this get?
Excellent point. Rashi learns the date is the day that it's written. Tosfos learns the date is a post-date. But let's learn like Rashi. It's a date, the date that was written.
Okay, but how's that going to help?
Why not?
People are going to say...
That's the gzera of get yashan. Rashi says, b'diyeva the get works. You're right. That's the problem. That's why Tosfos argues on Rashi and says it can't be. But Rashi learns. That's why I want to read Rashi. Zok Rashi. Zok Rashi, harizu get. V'im nasna, and if he gave it, law, mishachanza, he gave it to her after he married her, harizu megareches. Hayo b'yadu l'garisha mishinichtav. He could have divorced her now. So he writes the get, and he gives it later. But the get is an effective get because it was written to an Eishes Ish, about an Eishes Ish. V'im mishum get yashan. Aye, this is called a get yashan, where a person lives with his wife post the writing of the get. The kaimelong beisil paislin, and beisil says it's possible, but tana aze get yashan kol shenisachad imar achiksiva. He was alone with her after the get was written. But the Gemara says in the eighth berakah gittin that beisil only passes it lechatchila. Don't use it. But if you use it, she can get married. So therefore, if you used it, she is divorced. Rav Tosfos argues in Rashi and says this is worse than a get yashan. Not only did he have yichud, we know he lived together with her. Tosfos argues, says he dated it later. But we're learning like Rashi. Uleisha ba'alma, the top Rashi in the Amid Beis, becomes a get yashan by. When it was written, you can't write a get to a non-wife. She's not your wife. It's like a guy prepares eight gittin for eight different women. They're not your wife. You can't write a get. A get has to be a document that is a powerful document written from a husband to a wife, not from a husband to a non-wife. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes?
Is there
any difference in the lashon between a gerush and for to arusa or
no. Maybe he uses the word arusasi instead of intim. I don't think so. I think it's the same lashon.
It's not a problem with Shema here, is it?
Because no, he wrote it for her. In both cases, he wrote it for Leah.
Because she's not a
lishma. You just can't make a get. You can't create a divorce. You have to create a bill of divorce. You can't create a bill of divorce if it's not your wife.
It has to be.
Bitch, he might never get married to him.
Exactly.
Rami Bachama. The event taimahu. How about to write a get to his Yavama before he does a Maimer. Write a get to his Yavama before he does a Maimer. That he's going to give it to her after Yibum. He doesn't give it to her as a Yavama. He writes a get to his Yavama and he wants to give it to her after his Miyabim. He didn't do anything yet.
No, I'm saying
afterwards he did Bia.
He did?
No, he never gave it again. He just wrote it. The question is, do you view Yavama as a single girl? Or do you view Yavama like an Arusa? Do you view Yavama, he's not married to her yet. You can't write a get to a woman you're not married to. Or the fact that she's bound to him makes it that he can write a get. A biblical get now. This is not a rabbinic get. This is going to be a biblical get. He's going to give it to her after Bia. Is the fact that the Torah said she's bound to him make it enough of a relationship that he can write a get? It's not considered writing a get to a single woman. The Rush even speaks it out stronger. He doesn't need her agreement to do Yibum. He can force her to do Yibum. Unlike a regular woman that you want to marry, you need her, hello, you want to marry me, and she can say, get lost. A Yavama can't tell her Yavam, get lost. A Yavama can be forced to do Yibum. He can physically force her, I'm not politically correct now, he can physically force her to do Yibum. So therefore, maybe that right gives him a right to write a get for post that. Or do we say, the bottom line is now, they're not married. They're not married. There's a bond, but they're not married. And Zink is only rabbinic. Terence says it's a biblical bond that she can't get married to anybody else till he takes care of her. Is that enough to write a get or not? That's Rami Bar Chama
Shaila. Do all the brothers have Zika or just the oldest?
Zika is rabbinic.
How many brothers have Zika?
Zika is rabbinic. Let's leave rabbinic out of here.
But then you just said Zika. You brought up Zika.
I didn't say Zika. Dr. Harris said Zika, number one. I don't think I said Zika. I responded to him. But that's not the point. The point is, she's bound to him biblically. Bound to him that she can't get married to anybody else till one of the brothers take care of her. I don't want to use the word Zika because Zika has rabbinic overtones. I'm not dealing with rabbinic overtones. I'm dealing with a biblical divorce.
Okay, it's not Zika, but what is her relationship other than he's chayiv to do either Yibum or Chalitza? What is
biblically, nothing else. That's it. That's the biblical relationship, that she's bound to him, that she can't get married without a release.
Okay, is she bound to him? Are all the brothers bound to her, or just the oldest brother?
No, excuse me. She's bound to all the brothers.
But any of them could have given her this get.
Anyone can give her the release.
Okay.
That's what he wrote it.
Forget about Maimer. Maimer's rabbinic. We're not interested now. He's writing a get to be given after he does evil. He never hands it to her.
I understand, but Maimer makes it stronger.
Rabbinically, not biblically.
So holding this get is not a biyatsu.
No, he didn't give her. He didn't give her the get. He has it in his file. You know. Again, not something we do today. Theoretically, every husband that's married to a woman can put a get in his file in case I need it, always to be available, that I can just get angry at her one day when she burns the chont, call in 2 a.m. and hand her the get. I have to wait till my Tisha B'Av. Well, according to Rashi, should the day he gives it to her. But according to Rashi, if he dates it early, it's still kosher for the Eved. And it's one of the things the person can have in his file next to his will. You know what I mean? Doesn't say. Doesn't say. Now, I'm wondering, like, the Rush learns the reason we think that the bond, I hate to use the word Zika, the bond creates enough to divorce is because he doesn't need her okay for Yibum. That's how the Rush explains it. Others learn differently. But the Rush explains, unlike a single woman who has to say yes to marriage, right, and Arusa said yes, a regular woman has to say yes. You have no control. Here you control her. You don't need her yes. The bond that the Torah made, we're not using the word Zika, the bond that the Torah made created a situation where she has no say in the matter whether she's going to have Yibum, unless she can go to Bezin and prove that you're the meanest, ugliest guy in the world. But if you're not, she doesn't have that taina. You're a regular chash of a person that wants to do Yibum, she can't get out of it. So maybe that's enough to write a gap for afterwards, because there's no way for her to stop it. Or do we say, the bottom line is you're not married to her. You can't write a gap for a woman you're not married to.
Marry her.
That doesn't make her married to you.
Yes.
Do you really believe what you just said?
Yes.
A woman that can't marry anybody is automatically married to somebody?
Yes.
I don't see necessarily.
Brothers, she's a Shemir Siyavo, and then nobody has to touch her but you.
But that doesn't mean you're married to her.
The word married is a quotation.
You can't write a get to a woman you're not married to. You can't write a get to a single woman that you plan to marry. She is a single woman now.
Haraya, she's not, because if she would be, you wouldn't have to give her chalitza or yibum.
That's the Shaila to Gemara.
What's the other side?
I see two of them.
I can't see it. She's not married to the
guy. Not married to the guy.
But you have to do something to get rid of her. So what is she then?
She had the tyrant said you can't. She's us to get married till she's released. But she's not married to anybody. She's locked in to the marriage. No, can I reword it? No, I hate to do this because I'm getting involved in alumnus. But she's married to her first husband until she's released by her husband's brother. Okay? Did that make you feel better? She's married to the deceased until she's released by the husband's brother.
I forgot the halacha. What's Shemir Siyavo? Do you have to feed her?
Didn't you just talk about it a few moments ago about the 3 months?
Oh, but the other family has to. But if he has to. If the
husband's estate
does not have,
nobody has to feed her.
Even the guy. I thought that's only if they have.
No, nobody said that.
If the estate doesn't have, just start knocking on doors.
Get a job.
A regular woman, you need her consent for kedushin and for nisuin, right?
Correct, but she's in the eligible parsha of gittin after kedushin. You're right. You still need a consent. Boy, Rabbi Bachama, liyavem toimau, kiven da'agid debek harusase damya, akilven din lo'abed b'may merloi. There is no bond, even rabbinically, therefore not. Teku. Rashi, the Yevam Taimahu, Kastva Kaidim Shikanta, Shikanta Nasna Lamash Tizgarish. Now, it's Mashma from this Gemara that if he did Mimer, it would affect it at least rabbinically. I don't know if it would be a biblical get, but it would be a rabbinic get.
Even if he gives it to her later?
Even if he gives it to her later, the fact that he did Mimer made her eligible for a rabbinic get, which might mess up his marriage, but it won't make a biblical get. It'll need another biblical get.
It strengthens. We had a Shiloh. Mimer's Nesur,
Nesur. That's all rabbinic. Not biblical, except according to Beis Shammai. Okay, let me explain this outside.
No questions.
No, you can ask questions. By Rav Chananya. Okay, like this. We have Zika. Hey, Zika. Rabbinic Zika. And we have Maimer. Now, can a person write a divorce for one of the two? Or, once he does Maimer, it's one unit of Maimer and Zika, and he cannot just remove his Maimer and remain with the Zika, or remove the Zika and remain with the Maimer. He has to do the whole thing. And if he does part, it's worthless. You can't divorce a half a wife. Reuven died, left over a woman who now had Zika to Shimon. Shimon made a Maimer. Shimon decided that he wants to divorce the Maimer, but he wants, now he's not taking care of the Zika. That means Levi is still around. Levi will be able to do Yibum after Reuven Shimon removes his Maimer. Or he can't remove your Maimer. Your Maimer, the Maimer and the Zika become one, and by writing a get to the Maimer, you automatically wrote a get to the Zika, and therefore, she can't do Yibum to Levi anyway. We learned that before, but Rav Chananya didn't know what you learned. Exactly. You know what Rav Chananya didn't know. Or didn't accept. And if you divorce a half a woman, it's not a get. So if you write, I only want to divorce the Maimer, it's not a get. The Maimer is still there. What do we say? You can remove Maimer without Zika. You can remove Zika without Maimer. And what it does is, if you remove Maimer without Zika, she can go marry your brother. Or even you yourself, according to one lashon earlier. Bai Rabbi Yechananya. Kasav get lezikasa v'loy lemamarai or lemamarai v'loy lezikasai. Mau. Maimer ilu Zika karami. Maimer strengthens Zika. It's one unit. Zika and Maimer together. And if you want to remove one without the other, the havelay can megarish chatzi isha. It's like trying to divorce your wife halfway. The megarish chatzi isha lo yasav lo klum. Aduma ha'iluchu dekoy va'iluchu dekoy. Or maybe they're two separate facts. Zok de Gemara, Dr. Harris is kasha. V'tim shulei v'derava. We had this. D'amar Rava, nothing get l'mamara hutra tzarasa. Rava said, if you give a get to the Maimer, you can marry the other woman. Because you removed the Maimer, and now you're back to where you were. And there was a shayla, can you even marry this one or not? It was two lashinas earlier. But everybody said you can remove the Maimer by itself. Zog de Gemara, lo Rav b'shita le Rechonayim b'yalei. My. Rav knew, like Dr. Harris knew. And Rav Chananya didn't know. And therefore he said, take. It's okay, but I'm saying. Rashi.
Moreno.
I know, for, I told you, for Batman one burns. For Moreno one burns. Right. No, I don't understand. I just, we learned in the Peleoids today what happens to Moreno.
Why don't you use the Peleoids once in a while?
We were. But in the beginning, the Peleoids talked about Morenos and this thing, yeah. Rashi, he didn't. He didn't talk about Morenos. He talked about people that get covered that they don't deserve. That's what they're about, yeah. Not Rashi. Maybe he has a Seder at night. He learns an hour of Peleoids.
Maybe he doesn't.
I don't know. Why he's down the Kavchai. Right. Kasav get lizikasav elayla mamarai. Oyla mamarai velayla lizikasav. Who wants to buy my matchila? Maushu to pasal ala bakach. Does the get answer her? Maimer iluya zika rami. Kshasa maimer nidbakim azika. It rabbinically attaches itself to the zika. V'nitaisav ala. V'en get maila zebelay zeh. And you can't split them. I hate to do this. You can't divorce the two to divorce one of the two. V'kivin shenichta b'teich haget. Shloyas el echad mehem. And since he writes in the get that he only did it for one of them. Havale megarish chati isha. V'lay klumi. Muteris play. Ado mahailu chudikoy v'hailu chudikoy. Umahani, and it works. If he writes it for a Zika, he can't do Yibum either can his brothers, the Paka Zika, the Kama Vilayivna. Rabbinically, he can't do Yibum. She'd be ushered to him, it's a Shaila, Tula Shainess in the Gemara earlier. She mutters his brother, the Maimer Dava Chakla, he removed the Maimer, Pashulay Zika, Kimikara, and the Zika is left. Rava said, nothing get lo mamari v'loy lizikase by Bo'achin, earlier in the third perik. Gabe zikas beiz yivamin. Said over there, gimel achim nesuim gimel nechroyas. Three brothers married to three women that are not related to each other biologically. And, umeis echamahem, v'asa ba'asheni maimer. Reuven died, Shimon made maimer and his wife. Umeis, and then Shimon died, harei luchotzus. They receive chalitza from Levi because this woman with the mimer is falling from two houses. That's what it said over there. Kamarava, Allah, nothing get lemamaroi. If Shimon had given a divorce to his mimer, viachach meis, hutri ishter rishayna, she tzaras alacha vasheni. Now, by saying mimer, he removes her. Now she's falling from Reuven to Levi. The get wouldn't work. She would be bound to Reuven and Shimon. So we see we look at each separately. We're letting Levi do Yibum to Reuven's wife, even though she had had Maimer to Shimon, but Shimon removed it. She can also marry the brother. Rashi is explaining that lashon over there. Only the other wife of Reuven would fall to Yibum to Levi. But this woman, since she received a get, people get confused what kind of get it is, so we wouldn't want her to have Yibum. It's two lashonos over there. According to Rava, when Shimon writes a mimer, does that matter her, or does it matter only her tzara? That's because, how confusing does this get, because he wrote her a get. I hope I'm explaining this. Yes. She would need Chalit or Yibum. He could do Yibum, maybe.
And he's doing Yibum off the Bais Rishon, not from the second.
Exactly.
And we don't say this, sorry.
Again, let's set it up straight. Okay, I'll take 2 minutes to explain it better. Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven died. Shimon made Maimer to Rachel. Right? Shimon dies. Levi cannot do any Yibum to any of Reuven's wives. Because Rachel is falling from two houses. She's falling from Reuven's house, but since Shimon did Maimer, rabbinically she's falling from Shimon's house. And Rachel and Levi can't even do Yibum to the other Leah because she's a tzara. That's the halacha. If Shimon gave a get for his Maimer, so now, then he died. So we say, Rachel, Levi, it's two lashonos. One lashon says, Levi can do Yibum now to Leah. He really could do Yibum to Rachel, but since Rachel received a get, and it'll be a Shiloh, was it a get for the Zika, was it only a get for the Mimer, it get complicated, so leave Rachel out. But do Yibum to Leah, if you want to. Or Chalitza, whatever you want. But really, you could even be Miyab Rachel, because Rachel's Mimer was removed. So she's Reuven's wife, not Shimon's wife. But the first Lashon over there says, stay away from Rachel, because since Rachel had a get given to her, people will get confused what kind of get was it, for Mimer, for Zika. Just stay away from her. Go to Leah. The second Lashon there says, you can even do Yibum to Rachel. Because he removed his Mimer. He wrote, I'm removing my Mimer. That means Rav is saying clearly, the Mimer and Zika are separate. You can remove one without touching the other. Rav Chananya asked that as a Shaila. And the answer is, Rav was sure, and Rav Chananya wasn't sure. Teku means we have no proof. You have no proof. Rav is not a proof. Rav is saying a svara. He doesn't have a proof. Teku means let it stand. There's no proof. Okay, we will stop over here. And Rav Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.